Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, Turkey's president, Erdogan, just made a recent statement. And Steve, what's, I want to say surprising, shocking, but I'm not surprised and I'm not shocked. But once again, eerily silent. You don't hear anything.
Nobody giving feedback.
No one says anything. But the president of Turkey, which is an ally of the United States, just said that Hitler's Germany was an effective government. And so what do you, what is he saying with that? I mean, Hitler annihilated 6 million Jews responsible for World War II. I mean, millions of people murdered, killed, butchered. The stuff that happened in the Holocaust is just horrific. Mengele and all the diabolical things that they were doing to torturing Jews. I mean, it's sickening. And to be able to use that as a reference, saying that that is a great example of leadership, of an effective government, he is wanting to be, you know, chief in charge there. He's the president now, and he wants to go from a parliamentary type of government to a presidential type of government. Can't really give the full details of it, but he basically he wants to be the supreme leader. Mm-hmm. He wants to be the Führer. And it's interesting. I mean, it's interesting. 2016 is going to be a very interesting year. I want to encourage you to stay tuned, stay connected to VFN TV. By God's grace, you know, we'll continue to be here and sharing as the Lord allows us to share the things that are happening and what we need to do in response of all these world events. I mean, we want to make sure that in all of these kingdom, men's kingdoms, we are advancing the Lord's kingdom. That's the supreme kingdom that we need to be involved in and be a part of. But I want you to see more of what Turkey's president really is up to and what's behind those statements. Watch this.
This is Turkey's president, Erdogan. He recently cited Hitler's Germany as an example of an effective government. There is no such thing as no presidential system in unitary states. There are examples of this around the world. There are examples in the past, too. When you look at Hitler's Germany, you can see it there. Probably not the best comparison to use. Erdogan wants to change Turkey from a parliamentary government to a presidential government. But first, he'll have to get Turkey's other political parties on board.
It's time to pay attention.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.